Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Welcome back to Going in Raw. It's the wrestling podcast, which you can now catch on iTunes.
It's been on iTunes for a while.
It has been on iTunes for a while. I apologize for last week when I put it on iTunes. I've re-uploaded in the meantime.
Uh-huh.
But the first batch of iTunes downloads that went out, had an echo to it.
Oh, really?
And that's because whenever I dump it in GarageBand, like on the mail voice track.
You didn't change the reverb and echo on it.
Does that every single time. I apologize for that. I didn't notice. It's hard to notice if you're not wearing headphones. Because mm-hmm. I checked it. I was like, okay, that's fine. But I couldn't really tell without headphones.
Yeah.
So then a couple people pointed out to me, things pointed out. I re-uploaded it properly. So what are you going to do?
It's done.
It's done. And also, thank you for everybody's feedback. We're going to keep it. You guys said you don't want gameplay. We're going to keep it talking heads. That's what you want. That's what we're going to do.
We listen to the people.
Today's episode, we're going to talk about NXT because, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. It was good stuff.
It was good stuff.
We're going to give a Raw cap. We're going to talk about Brock Lesnar a little bit. And the gorilla. I'm just reading these notes for the first time.
Yeah.
Gorilla position. We're going to talk about.
Part-timers.
Okay, that's good.
Used.
Enhanced
ratings.
And then you're going to challenge me. I'm starting to get anxious about Kayfabe Corner. You did really well last week.
I don't feel very good about this one.
Really?
No.
Is it trivia-based?
They're all trivia-based.
Oh, okay. It is the ultimate wrestling knowledge.
Trivia challenge. To answer the question I think you're trying to ask, I did not follow.
Okay. Woo. All right. I'm interested.
I'm blazing my own trail.
Is it different from what you did last time when you had it?
It's always different.
All right. I like it. I guess, first of all, last night to us, a couple nights ago to when this podcast will air, NXT Respect.
Yeah.
Respect. It was. My only qualm with it is I wish they did this on a Sunday to give it. I feel like that would be more prestige.
I agree.
I almost forgot about it.
I know. I texted you and you're like, oh, yeah, it's on. I kind of got spoiled when they had it in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I know.
The larger crowd.
I know, yeah.
The louder crowd.
It felt bigger.
And it felt like, do they always dim the lights that much during NXT shows? It seemed like the crowd, there's less light in the crowd.
I noticed that too a little bit.
So it made it feel much smaller.
Yeah, it did.
Like I was watching Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that or not.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, the show itself was fun.
It was. I guess we can start at the end. The Iron Man
the
match.
The main event.
Was fan. I mean, I think that's that. Those two matches there, the Bayley and Sasha Banks' matches, and Cena Owens' first two matches, even a Cena Rollins match in there somewhere. All
the Cena Rollins Lesnar Royal Rumble match. Main event. Three way match.
Yeah. Good. Is that where Rollins had his white first time? Okay. Whenever he debuted the white gear, I feel like that was a good match, too.
SummerSlam, wasn't it?
Okay, I don't know. Those are all up there for Match of the Year candidates, I feel. And that one last night made a very, very strong push.
Which one do you prefer, their first match or this one?
I'm going to say probably the spots of the first one, although I think this told a more ambitious, effective story.
I feel like the first match was more to highlight their athleticism.
Yeah.
Whereas this one was to show their toughness. Because it was a lot more hard-hitting. There was a lot of spots outside the ring.
They brought
the ring steps into play.
Yeah.
So that's, it's as you said, it's two different stories.
Yeah.
But tied together.
Yeah.
And the storytelling in this match was...
Oh, amazing.
Fantastic.
It was. I mean, when you have 30 minutes, it was an entire story that was told, and it was told perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to think. I mean, I just remember the first one had so many spots. How many had more what the fuck moments?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, OMG moments.
Yeah.
But this one was absolutely, I had chills at the end.
Yeah.
At the end, I honestly did have chills. They timed it to perfection. I thought it was fantastic.
What do you think of Sasha Banks making a girl cry?
I loved it. I don't know if. It's hard to get a real little girl like that to actually, but those were tears.
Yeah, and apparently those were shoot tears. Those weren't work tears. Because I read, and granted, I don't know if this is true, that after showing off the air, Sasha Banks went to the kid, gave her the flowers that Triple H gave her, and apologized.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, she must.
But how many?
Terrible.
How many heels are willing to go that far to generate heat?
I saw a thing, Triple H, probably to the build up to this, Triple H was talking about No. I think it was in the All Star. Did you watch the NXT All Star panel thing? Okay, it was really good. Triple H was talking about the first match, and he said that at the end he wanted. He told her. He said, "Hey, you know, when this is done with, I want you to have your whatever you're feeling. Just do. I want whatever you're feeling. Just do." And she stayed in her heel persona at the end of that match and started yelling at everybody. Or wait, what did she do? When she won her belt. The belt.
Yeah.
And instead, she just went heel on everybody on the whole crowd saying, you know, I told you so, I told you so. Yeah. And then when she came backstage, she broke down in tears. And he was like, I wanted you to do this out in the ring. And she was like, no, how I felt out there is how I felt. Being confronted by all those people that didn't think I could do it, that's how I felt. That was real. And so it was fun to see her get her emotional moment that I guess he wanted or whatever.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think she just does what she feels. I think she does do that. Yeah. It's just, you know. But it is great to see. You can just see, and it's not a I'm right, Vince is wrong, or this is the way it should be done. There is such a sense of creative satisfaction on Triple H's face at the end of all these things.
Yeah.
That is so fun to watch. That just makes it so special, you know?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Before we started rolling, you said that's how storytelling should be told.
Yeah.
A lot of the rub on NXT is, why don't they do this on Raw? Can it translate to Raw? Can it translate to the bigger picture in 5 years, maybe, when Vince has retired or whatever happens and Triple H is fully, it's fully Triple H's game, okay? Is it going to be more like this? Or is NXT a kind of thing where it's unique in that you can tell those stories on that level?
I think that kind of storytelling is universal to pro wrestling, whether you're wrestling in front of 30 people or 30,000 or 130,000. I think it takes the desire and the capacity and the creativity to orchestrate the stories.
One thing I noticed, because right afterwards they debuted a new table for three, which I've been telling you left and right.
Yeah, I need to watch that. Yeah.
Owens, because I tried to watch the Ryback, Daniel Bryan, Ziggler, and it's obvious that I think Daniel Bryan and Ziggler kind of have some chemistry, you know? I just didn't feel it. I didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Cesaro, Owens, and Ambrose, I can listen to them for hours talk.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And they talk a lot about their CZW days and just days on the road.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they sort of keep on hitting on, especially Cesaro, is, you know, we're us being in the locker room watching whatever match is happening, I can look around and be like, this is the same locker room as it was in Ring of Honor or CCW, you know, 10 years ago. This is the same people. And he's still very fascinated by it. Mm-hmm. And like, oh, my God, we're at the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I lost my fucking train. I lose my train of thought. My point was, this generation, I'd like to think in 5 years from now, we're going to see up and down the card that type of emotional storytelling, that type of creativity. Mm-hmm. I would love to think that. I just wonder if I think it can resonate on the bigger stage, and I think we've seen it resonate on the bigger stage. I really want to see it happen.
Just in simpler terms, this is the first one that comes to mind, was the main event at WrestleMania last year. They told the story in that match.
But yeah, I wonder, and I really hope. And on top of that, we can talk about Asuka.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. And I got like chills thinking about, because when I saw her and the way she was giving it to Dana Brooke. Is Dana Brooke? Mm-hmm. I always get mixed between Dana Brooke and Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, it's Dana Brooke.
Confused.
Yeah.
Her performance, I was like, man, I can just see this.
Mm-hmm.
I can see this main eventing a pay-per-view.
Yep.
And I hope that happens one day on a main WWE pay-per-view.
Imagine Sasha Banks and Asuka.
I know.
How great would that be?
I know. She's gonna. I mean,
or Bayley, or you know, any of these women wrestlers.
I was a bit worried, and then you sent me an article that said Eva Marie, they're reconsidering her as a wrestler.
Right, a wise move.
Which is a wise move, and I'm like, you know, Asuka is such a great step.
Yeah.
To continue, because we had worried about that before, like, you know, all the women just got shifted over to main roster.
Yeah, well, actually, this is a worry that's kind of spans not just the women's roster, but the whole NXT roster.
Sure, yeah,
the quality of the depth.
Yeah. And, I mean, last night, sort of, you know, what's his face? I think Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
He's going to be big.
Yeah, he's real good.
If he puts together a bit better of... I don't know what his background is. Was he a wrestler?
They mentioned that he had some sort of amateur background last night, if I remember correctly.
I noticed he's still figuring out pro wrestling, but he's got that sort of babyface charisma that once that turns the corner and he finds it, because he's getting it in the promos, and he's got a natural look and charisma, he's going to be huge.
Yeah,
and I saw him, and I know you don't like Baron Corbin, and I'm not huge on him either, but seeing those two match up, I'm like, I could see this being a main event 5 years from now, like a big money main event. Because say what you will about Corbin, he has a look about him. And he's on the flabbier side.
A balding look.
Which I think is kind of cool. Like, I'm sorry, but he can pull off that okay.
Yeah, I guess
he pulls that off okay. What? It has a Wyatt feel to it.
A little bit.
And he doesn't have to be a Wyatt. It can be his own thing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying he has a certain look. He has a certain natural charisma. That I think he seems dullish.
Yeah, he is pretty dull.
But there's something about him that I could see him. I could see him being big. I could see him being big.
Here's my thing with Corbin.
Okay,
his character, the heel Corbin, is a guy who does. He just seems like, I'm just in it for the money.
Yeah.
And he kind of doesn't really care.
Yeah,
it seems kind of genuine. So
it might be.
So that's why he comes off as kind of dull to me, because he seems so detached. He seems too detached.
Yeah, I just saw those guys and I'm like, I could see this happening. I could definitely see this happening.
But I mean, like right now, I would say that Corbin is probably the top heel.
Yeah.
In NXT, which I don't really see him feuding with Balor right now, though.
Yeah, I know. It is. They're in an interesting place where it does seem to be like the women's division is definitely, I mean, I'm not talking about Bayley, but now with the addition of Asuka. And I wonder how this Mia, what's her name? Mia Hamm? Mia Jax?
Nia Jax.
Nia Jax.
Did you say Mia Hamm?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Hamm.
Soccer player.
Oh, there you go. That's why. Nia Jax. There you go. I don't know how she's going to play into it all.
Yeah, I don't know either.
But it's pretty exciting. I just feel like, I think the men's division has talent. It's just odd right now. The Dusty Challenge has thrown everything into sort of disarray.
Well, if you think about it, too, two pretty prominent names are also on the shelf. You got Sami Zayn.
Yeah, that's right.
Who's fantastic.
Yeah.
And you got Hideo Itami, who is just kind of finding his rhythm.
Yeah.
It seemed like. When he came out, when he first started, I was like, okay, what's so special about this guy? And then as he kept going, it's like, okay, I finally see what... people are hyping him up about finally. And it seems like NXT, for lack of a better term, lacks star power.
Yeah, I know, but
apart from, you know, Bayley and
I agree. I think it's just like we've said this before, they're kind of in a rebuilding thing. I see the potential in everybody though.
Yeah, no, I do I too. See that. And as a developmental, you know, property, as that's how it should be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the thing is they're all sort of coming up around the same time, so they're all going to be chomping at the bit for that spotlight.
And maybe my problem with Finn Balor has a lot to do with my concept of
I
lack
love
of star
Finn
power.
Balor.
No,
I love
so
Finn
boring.
Balor. I do not love the jacket.
Did you notice it has his branding embossed on the back?
Yeah, it's rad.
No,
who doesn't want
not.
That? I want one of those.
No, not at all.
I'm sorry. I like that entrance better than his demon entrance.
In one sentence, what's Finn Balor's character?
Stud.
No.
Stud.
No.
He's a stud.
His demon persona is a gimmick. Apart from that, he really has no character. He's a guy that comes out and wrestles another jacket, except for big events. He comes out as a demon, but apparently last night wasn't worthy of the demon.
He's no different than Edge.
No, the rated R superstar, that was a character.
Yeah, he liked to F in the ring.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. I think
you know who Balor reminded me of is, in a lot of ways, just not as good in the ring, is Neville. Neville never really had a character, but he was good enough in the ring.
But he has a thing. His thing is he's crazy in the ring.
It transcended his lack of personality. Balor doesn't have that.
I don't know. I think if they bring him up to main, I think you're right. Yeah, you're right. I think that he's malleable. I think he's like silly putty. I think you can bring him up and do anything with him. I think if you bring him up as a real threat, I think if Paul Heyman comes out, or if Owens has the IC belt,
yeah,
and he does some sort of open challenge,
yeah,
and then the Demon's music hits and he comes out and he's all creepy and stuff.
Demon music is the same as his usual music. There's no difference in what he does or
yeah, okay,
between the two personas.
Time will tell.
Okay.
Time will tell. Okay, what's Sami Zayn's character?
He has a shirt that says Underdog from the Underground.
Okay.
He's the guy that, based on his look, should not be a wrestler. He looks like a substitute teacher.
Right, yeah.
Him and Kevin Owens.
So you're saying he's just Christian?
No. Both Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are kind of the flip side of the same coin. They're both guys that, based on appearances, should not be as popular as what they are. But thanks to talent,
yeah,
hard work, perseverance,
yeah,
they've managed to succeed.
Yeah.
That's both of their characters. One does, you know, Owen says, okay, I'm doing this for my family. I'm going to do anything I need to do to make it to the top.
Yeah.
And then Sami Zayn is, you know, like the good guy version of that.
Yeah. They talk a little smack about Sami Zayn on Table for Three.
Oh, yeah.
Not smack, not bad smack. But Cesaro gets a kick out of him because apparently Sami Zayn's a very positive, upbeat person. So I'll let you watch it.
Yeah,
it's really funny.
I need to see that.
Okay, well, no, I'll grant you that. I'll grant you that.
I
think there's a lot of upside. I think he's all upside.
But your statement about him being malleable, I could see that as being, you know, unharnessed potential.
Yeah.
But also, if he doesn't have a point of view from which he presents himself,
yeah,
then he's just kind of, you know, like, hey, do this. Okay, I'll go do it.
I'm with you. No, I agree with you. I have high hopes for him, though, because I think he looks cool. I really do think he looks cool.
Doesn't look that cool.
He looks cool.
He doesn't look that cool.
I do think, getting back to the point, though, I think the Dusty Classic has clouded up the men's division.
Yeah.
Because it's run too long.
But like, it's over now.
It's over now. It just seems to be going over. And then Samoa Joe also, he came up, and we're not exactly sure what his deal is.
Yeah, they haven't really done anything with him.
Right. They haven't really done anything with him. I'm not sure if he's there for them to do anything with.
Yeah.
Or just to be another big face in NXT. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So next week, hopefully next Wednesday, we'll get a more substantive episode.
Yeah.
Something more substance-filled episode of NXT in terms of their weekly output.
Yeah.
Because the VaudeVillains weren't even on the show last night.
No.
Enzo and Cass weren't there last night. Kind of want to see what they're going to do now. Because, you know, with an hour and you have a Dusty Classic, you can't really do a lot.
Yeah.
Because you have to devote at least one or two matches to that. Yeah. Apollo Crews, again, looked really good last night.
He did. And I was kind of surprised that they had Tyler Breeze have the upper hand for most of the match.
He's a guy that needs – Apollo needs – they sort of teased us last week where he was kind of – he's got kind of an edge to him because Tyler Breeze – they set up a match between him and Apollo Crews for respect, and Apollo Crews sort of did like the smile thing, but then he got in his way and waited for Tyler Breeze to go around him or something like that. So his character's kind of a dick, you know, like he's like, hey, I'm a nice guy, but don't fuck with me kind of thing, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They need to start fleshing him out a little bit.
Yeah.
He's
got all the talent in the world.
He does. Yeah, he really does. Big dude. What else? What other matches sort of stood out to me? What do you think of Dawson and Dash? What are they called? Sean Dawson.
Dawson and Wilder.
Wilder, Dash Wilder. Is that it?
Yeah, Dash Wilder and Scott Dawson. Sure. I always thought that Dawson's tights were going to fall off him.
I didn't notice that. For God knows why, I was watching Fall Brawl. You know why? I was watching Fall Brawl 2000 WCW because it was the last time Orndorff was in the ring.
Oh, okay.
And he delivered a pile driver to one of the Natural Born Thrillers. Yeah. This is when I was not watching at all. And on the second time he did it, I didn't even watch it because the idea freaked me out. He got a stinger from it, and they had to stop the match. He was just laying there in the ring, and they put him on a stretcher. Mm. He was okay. He can walk around now fine. But it was, it was not fun. I don't even know where I was going with that point.
Either.
Oh, Goldberg fought Scott Steiner.
Okay.
And it's like Goldberg's just started taking for granted the camera's on him while he's walking backstage with his security staff.
Yeah.
Because he kept on adjusting his junk, but he would like sort of pull down his trunks to do it. And so you're like, you're seeing that he's like got completely shaved pubis area.
Sort of like when LeBron did it during
the game. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Like we came this close to seeing the top of Goldberg shaft.
Yeah.
It was gross. So yeah, maybe in the future we'll see Dawson or Dashes or Wilder or whoever fucking dick. I don't know.
They weren't bad though.
I like them. I like that they're given sort of the Minnesota Wrecking Crew thing. Yeah. I like that. That's cool. I wonder how that'll translate because everybody needs a gimmick. I hope that they just stay away from that. I hope they just let them do what they're doing in NXT.
Yeah.
You know, give them an edge, whatever.
Yeah,
I like they're fine. I really like Jason Jordan and
Chad Gable.
And Chad Gable, he's good. Yeah. So it was a really good show.
Did you notice the crowd was chanting Gable in the melody of the Angle theme song?
That's what I thought it was. Yeah, it was.
Pretty cool.
Gable, I know.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was good. Let's see. I'm going to go back to my show notes because we're done talking about NXT.
Raw cap.
Time for a psh. Somebody said they don't want me to do psh anymore. They want the Stone Cold thing, but you know, that's my thing.
What Stone Cold thing?
They just want to hear glass break, and then you say raw
cap. Do the stinger.
Well, I just did it. I just said,
no, do it for real. You interrupt yourself. Rock cap.
There you go. Oh, I got a new email. There you go. Let's see here. Rock cap. Brock destroys the Big Show.
I didn't watch all of Raw.
MSG show.
I didn't watch all of Raw.
I think I won.
Did you watch all of Raw?
No, I barely watched any of Raw. Did I watch any of Raw? Did I need to watch Raw? Right now, we're sort of in a phase where we don't really need to watch Raw.
I'd like to watch it.
Yeah.
Just because we're doing this. And I feel like if I'm going to have an opinion on something, it needs to be informed.
I know. I just feel like there's too many other things I could be doing because... No, I agree with you.
The reason I didn't watch Raw is because my wife and I...
Brock came out on Raw again?
Yeah, just at the beginning. My wife and I binge-watched House of Cards Season 1, the first half.
Oh, yeah. See, sorry, but that's a way better use of your time right now. I'm not dogging the product. I'm just saying right now... let's see. Wyatt's Reign, they're still going at it. Right now, nothing is happening.
So you kind of are dogging the product.
Well, I mean, it always goes through these lulls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rusev, that's right. Rusev proposed to Summer Rae.
The other way around.
Okay, see, now I kind of regret not watching. I'm not dogging the product. I kind of like that. That's good. Paige versus Natalya. Paige is losing again. I like that because probably Paige is being like, you know what, I want to lose a lot, and then I'll turn around. I like that. She's thinking about her character. She's thinking about what storyline she should be involved in, what her arc should be. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
It's more Seth and Kane. I don't really need to watch. You know, like, nothing's really being advanced.
Corporate Kane's funny.
Kane's not going to win the title.
Oh, God,
I would love if he did.
Oh, God, no.
Not going to happen.
No way.
I'm fine just getting to Hell in a Cell. Because I don't think there's not going to be any big twists and turns going to Hell in a Cell. What's Cena doing right now?
He had a match against Big E.
They're talking about Cena versus Ziggler.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. They'll put on some good matches.
Cena's supposed to take some time off after Hell in a Cell, apparently. So I guess they're going to have Dolph carry the U.S. strap.
Yeah, it's good.
See, it'd be great if Cena would drop the belt to Big E or one of the guys in New Day.
I know.
How awesome would that be?
I was thinking that too.
If each one of them had some gold.
I know.
Or
great.
Copper.
I know. It'd be fantastic. I'd love it. Let's go to a commercial.
Okay.
Hey, friendos. After the show, be sure to head to lootcrate.com/Steven Larson and enter promo code FRIENDO to get a discount off your new Loot Crate subscription.
And do it by the 19th so you can get the Time Crate, featuring all exclusive items from Doctor Who and Back to the Future, buttheads.
All right, Larson, let's talk the gorilla time. Gorilla position.
Okay.
You like that? That's my new stinger. All right, Larson, listen. Let's gorilla position.
All right, that's good. This is backstage stuff.
Backstage stuff. So in your notes here, you want to talk about ratings on Raw are low.
Yes.
Okay. Usually that means panic for Vince McMahon.
Correct.
That's the perception us wrestling internet people get from the dirt sheets and whatnot.
Correct.
There does seem to be some precedent for this. We went to a Raw that the week before the ratings were down. And what happened the next week? Vince McMahon shows up and he challenges CM Punk to a fight or something like that. Like, so there's evidence to suggest that that's the case.
Yeah. But there's rumors floating around the internets now that we'll be seeing The Rock in the ring before the end of the year, and that we'll be potentially seeing more Undertaker. You know, and there's the part time guys like those two, and then you got Brock, who's, you know, the top babyface. And then Jericho pops up every now and again. But then also you got the nostalgia guys like Dudley's, who are apparently back more or less full time, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And it seems like, you know, when in doubt, when times are tough, Vince will rely on the proven commodities versus slowly trying to build up new star talent.
That's sort of the problem here. I mean, you know.
So I guess the question I was pondering is does giving so much time to these part-timers and the nostalgia acts, obviously it has a potential to take TV time away from.
It's such a Band-Aid.
Yeah, it is.
It's not a long-term solution.
It's a short-term
fix. Exactly. And part of the problem is, like I said earlier, I don't really watch Raw. I watch Raw half the time, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe more than half the time. But lately, the problem is there's so much other content on the network.
Mm-hmm.
The pay-per-views are once a month. Mm-hmm. Sometimes less than once a month. Sometimes there are
more
of them,
yeah.
More frequently. You have the MSG live shows. Those are kind of like pay-per-views these days.
Yeah.
Things can happen there. You have NXT, which is always a fun watch.
Yeah.
And you have other content like Table for Three I was talking about earlier. You have other content, mm-hmm. all the pay-per-views on the network. So I get more than enough of my wrestling fix, so much so that I don't need to watch Seth and Kane every week. Granted, I love Kane. I think he's hilarious. He's great.
Yeah.
But if you've seen it once, you've kind of seen it
yeah.
a bunch of times. Not enough progress is made, I think,
yeah.
on Raw to justify needing to watch all 3 hours of it, even the Hulu 90-minute version of it, when I could be watching any number of other things.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Like, the pay-per-views, the special events, do their job in telling us what happened and recapping stuff.
Yeah, I
mean, there's always the fun little things like Summer Rae and Rusev
possibly
getting married, apparently. The New Day is always fun.
Oh, yeah.
In their, you know, their little bits. But it's not necessary, and I feel like if I've seen it once, I've seen it a million times.
Well, we got to remember that Raw is, you know, back in the Attitude Era days, they needed to tell stories on Raw to compete with Nitro.
Right.
Now there's no competition. You don't have to worry about that. So now Raw is in place to sell a product. It's to sell network subscriptions. It's to sell, to lesser extent, pay-per-view buys and merchandise.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Raw is a means of selling a product.
Yeah.
It's not really a storytelling outlet anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I bring the question up. 5 years from now, are we going to see a thing where, like NXT, Raw is used to actually further storylines that culminate at the special events?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it going to be the same old, same old? I'd like to think that we're going to be telling more stories.
I would hope so, yeah.
And having more substantial matches. Have more title changes on Raw.
I know. You remember, you know, even, I think, what, 10, even 12 years ago, they would have... People would be defending the world title on Raw.
When Ryback fought Kevin Owens recently on SmackDown, we both understood, okay, Ryback's not going to be feuding with Kevin Owens anymore because no way is Ryback going to win that at SmackDown. They would never have a title change on SmackDown, and they needed to get their rematch in.
I know.
So we know that Ryback isn't going to win. He's going to move on.
They're still kind of feuding, though.
Are they? Really?
Yeah, Ryback came out last night after Owens' match. Because Owens was going to powerbomb Kalisto against the apron, so Ryback.
Yeah, okay. So well, that's enough. Just move on, Ryback.
You know, I mean, there was a time back, you know, like Austin and McMahon feuded for, what, a year and a half straight?
Right.
And it was always captivating.
Yeah.
And now it seems like if a feud lasts more than 2 months, it just drags on.
I know.
It's like they don't know how to sustain feuds anymore.
They don't.
And like even the Wyatt-Reigns feud, they had the kind of altercation they had, I think it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
At the end of Raw was really good.
Yeah.
It was really tense and it was palpable emotion behind it.
Yeah.
But we have 3 more weeks till the pay-per-view.
Yeah. They don't know how to build arcs.
No.
That's the thing.
No.
There has to.
It's because there's no long-term planning.
Yeah.
It's just week to week.
Even if there was long-term planning, I mean, I could see them saying 5 months ago, okay, we're going to have Shield 2.0 versus the Wyatts.
Yeah.
We'll do this at this pay-per-view. We'll do this at this pay-per-view. But there has to be... I mean, that's long-term planning. I mean, that's what we're planning out.
Well, I guess I mean beat by beat, you know?
Yeah, beat by beat. Exactly. There's none of that. That's the problem.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Nostalgia acts, that's a short-term solution.
It is.
And it always... I mean, this always happens, you know? So, I don't know what the solution is going to be. Do you think we're going to see... Brock versus Austin. When's that podcast coming out?
19th.
19th? 10 days from now?
Yeah.
And
I'm sure if Cena's really taking some time off, Vince is really going to rely on part-timers.
Yeah.
Really rely on him.
Bring Austin in as like a general man. He's not going to do that, though. He wouldn't do that. He likes his life too much.
Yeah. He's enjoying his life post-wrestling.
I don't know. I mean... I don't know. The bottom line is there's no easy fix.
No.
You can't just bring somebody in.
No.
You can get a temporary ratings boost, but until you have a story that's compelling.
Yeah.
I mean, even honestly, NXT, because the stories that sort of compel, the main story that's compelled me is the Bayley story.
Mm-hmm.
And she hasn't really been featured because they've been, you know, she's going to be at Respect. We all sort of know that.
Yeah.
I haven't been as compelled to watch. I do watch because it's sort of a fun hour just to sit down and watch and if they're going to bring up anybody else that's sort of new and, you know, debut them in a match mm-hmm. or something. That's kind of interesting mm-hmm. and see where Jason Jordan and Gable are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
But even that's not like, you know, they tell really good stories in the ring. And hell, even, fuck, I mean, Cena and Rollins, they can tell a good story in the ring. Owens can tell a good story. And Cesaro can. Just needs better up and down, up and down the roster, you know?
Yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
All right. I think it's time for the ultimate wrestling challenge.
It's kayfabe corner time.
It's kayfabe corner. Real or fake? Oh, I'm not wearing my shirt.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
All right. So last week, you put a different spin on it.
Sure.
You did trivia.
Yes.
Real or fake, whether these facts were real or fake.
Bob Uecker owns 1% of the WWE at some point.
It was good.
It was good.
So
it was fake.
I didn't do that.
Didn't really.
Yeah. That was your thing. I didn't do that.
All right, that's fine.
So what I looked into were some of the territories, the old territories.
Oh, no. Okay, I like
of
that.
Of the National Wrestling Alliance,
I like
the NWA.
The word territories, yeah.
So these are 12 territories.
Yeah.
Half real, half fake.
Really?
Yep.
That's good.
All right. Are you ready to keep track?
I'm ready to keep track.
Score? There's two trivia questions worth a point of each.
Okay.
One's kind of a gimme.
Oh, boy.
Number one. Prime time wrestling.
Real.
Fake.
Damn it.
Number two.
Okay.
ABC booking.
ABC booking. Real.
Correct. Number three. Southwestern States Enterprise.
Fake.
Real.
Damn it.
Number four.
Okay.
Catalina Wrestling Office.
Fake.
Yeah. Number five.
Okay.
San Juan Athletic Club.
Fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number six.
Okay.
Continental Championship Wrestling.
Oh, real.
Yeah. How'd you know?
Oh, I just knew that.
Oh, okay.
Heard of it before.
How many do you have? Five?
I've got four, so I'm not the worst.
Good job. Number seven.
Okay.
Championship Wrestling Council.
Ooh. That sounds real. I'm going to say it's fake.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number eight. 1-2-3 Championship Wrestling.
One, two, three. I'm going to say that's real.
It's fake.
Damn it.
Number eight, I guess. No. Nine, sorry. Harry Light Wrestling Office.
I'm sorry, what?
Harry Light Wrestling Office.
I'll say real.
Yeah.
Harry Light Wrestling Office.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Is that what they build it as on their show? That's great.
Number 10. What are you at now? Seven?
I'm at six.
Okay. 10. Upstate Athletic Club.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 11.
Okay.
Eastern Elite Wrestling.
That sounds real.
Fake.
Wow.
Number 12. Eastern Sports Enterprises.
I'll say real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that eight?
I got eight so
that's
far.
Good. All right. Two trivia questions. One's real easy. What year did both WCW and WWF leave the NWA? Two different years. 1 point each.
Oh, okay. I was like, it was two different years. WCW was... I want to say WWF was like 1963.
Is that your final answer?
I'll say WWF 1963.
Incorrect.
What year was it?
1983.
It was as late as 83?
They left in like the 60s and went back in 71 and then left for good in 83.
Oh, interesting. Okay. WCW, that would have been 19...
Oh, God, I should know this.
I'm going to say 91.
Correct.
Nice.
Nine for Steve. Once it went down that rabbit hole of territories, I was like, all right, I put time into this. I can't go back, but there's not a whole lot of them. So.
No, that's good. No, those were good. There was only one that I knew for sure. That was Continental. I mean, I don't know why I know that, but I know that. I knew your strategy game because some of them sounded like others. And if I knew which one was real or fake from the first one, I knew the other one was the opposite because you were inspired by one or the other.
Sometimes
that happens. So, it sounded like the ABC 1, 2, 3. Some of that said the wrestling offices sounded like that. Harry Light was too weird to be fake.
Yeah.
Harry Light!
I tried to laugh.
That was way too weird to be fake.
I tried to laugh while I said it so you think I was really, proud of myself.
No matter what, that was just I'd laugh at that no matter what. That was a really weird one.
It was.
That was too weird to be.
I think that one was based in Los Angeles.
That was too weird to be real. Oh, man. That's great. Well, I got to come up with, I don't know if I'm going to do my trivia again. I like this territories one. I might try my hand at the territories.
There's not a lot of them.
But if you just research the territories, that'd be way.
And that was just NWA territories. Yeah. I didn't go beyond that at all. Those are just territories.
Didn't the AWA have its own territories, too?
They might have.
Because
I can't think they would be in quite as large in number as NWA ones though.
No.
And these are not the ones I found were not from the new NWA. These are all
right.
From 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, I guess.
All right. Well, that was a good one. I think that's not a high good for enough. Me.
You got
that
nine.
Was a high. Well, it was good for me.
Not good enough for me.
Prove my wrestling acumen once again on the top of the mountain. Right. Feel good right now.
Well, I'm the top of the mountain. I got 11.
I'm going to ask you this publicly, but you can cut it out if you want.
Okay.
Next week, do you want to do questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Put a call out for questions. If you guys have questions for us, wrestling-based questions for next week.
I'll try to remember to put a thread on our Reddit.
Put a thread on Reddit, or you can just put them in the comments, I guess, of the video if you want to.
Yeah, you can do that, too.
You can scroll through the comments. All right, so for Going in Raw, I'm Steve here.
I guess I'm Ann Larson.
I don't know why I did that.
Don't know either.
Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.